latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Orawella Costa will soon become home to around 100 new shrubs after the town hall applied for them as part of the Day of the Tree celebrations later this month. The regional government had asked for applications for up to 800 trees as part of their green campaign, eventually offering Orawella just 290. Of those being received, a third will be planted on the coastal zone on the 30th of January in preparation for the Day of the Tree, which is celebrated on the 31st across Valencia. Heavy plant machinery arrived at Kalamoska Clifftop this week after reports that a large piece of land, which had been separated from the main landmass for many years, was becoming more unstable. The town hall had requested permission from the coastal department of Alicante to rectify the potentially dangerous fault, with Alicante acting immediately in sending inspectors and then the equipment to remove the extension, knocking it into the land and sea area below, thus rendering it safe in a very quick time. The councillor for the environment in the Orawella municipality, Manuel Gayud of the Los Verdes Green Party, has announced that work on the new cycle path scheme he announced for the Orawella Costa at the end of last year has now begun. Similar to other campaigns, which have seen green areas renovated in a number of areas around the municipality, the work is being completed by a group of previously long-term unemployed residents who are now working on temporary contracts, where they'll be taught key skills in both a classroom and at a practical level in the hope of learning new abilities to assist them in securing a permanent position with other companies in the future. The new routes will primarily connect the existing cycle path, which runs along the N332 main road, with the beach areas. But the town hall will also be creating special bike parking for those who use the new routes. There's just over a kilometre of a route in Campo Amor, which will connect to Cabo Roig, as well as almost 2 kilometres in Lethenia to connect Lethenia with Cabo Roig, and almost 3 kilometres in Cabo Roig to reach the different beaches. Unable to create new pathways apart from where they already exist, many of the cycle routes will share space on the existing roads, forming a network of shared traffic routes, similar to many other areas across Spain. Although it should be noted that on these shared lanes, cycles have priority. Having noticed many of the new green areas appearing on the coast, part of the so-called Green Corridor, a number of urbanisation presidents and resident representatives have contacted the town hall to see how they can be involved in improving the areas. Within the next few weeks, the councillor for the coast, Martina Schurer, in collaboration with the environmental department run by Manuel Gayud, both from the Los Verdes Green Party of Orawella, are planning to hold a conference in the Orawella Costa Town Hall, where presentations and suggestions will be made as to how communities can get involved in creating new or refreshed green areas without risking the existing ecosystems, which has sometimes been the case in the past when invasive plants have been planted in gardens without the well-meaning gardener being aware of the implications of some of the plants sold readily in many garden centres, many of which have wiped out protected specimens which are natural and some unique to the area. For more details on these stories and many more besides, visit the website www.theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and pick up the Leader newspaper out every Monday.